Spring 2012 CCB Conference and Convention Business Meeting. On Friday, April 13, Pam Pelagi gave the Credentials Committee report. There were 9 chapters or affiliates who were not seated at this convention. This was fewer than last fall, and Pam had made an effort to seat as many chapters as possible. The Credentials Committee report was adopted. On Sunday, April 15, Jeff Tom read the fall 2011 business meeting minutes for Gabe Griffith, who was absent. The minutes were approved with small additions. Peter Pardini gave a treasurer's report. He covered the budget report for 2011. The total income for that year was $184,637. The total expenses were $269,027. After including other income, CCB had a net loss for 2011 of over $115,000. Peter then discussed the proposed 2012 CCB budget that the board had approved on Thursday evening and that has been discussed earlier in this article. The treasurer's report was approved. Page 39, Roger Peterson gave a committee and bylaws committee report for Jerry Consolor, the committee chair, who was absent. Jeff Tom read a proposed amendment that would move CCB to having only one conference and convention per year. The reading was for discussion purposes only, and there was no discussion at this meeting. Roger mentioned that there are other possible amendments that the committee is considering. This committee report was approved. Jeff Tom then read the resolutions for this year. Resolution 2012-A1 was withdrawn. This resolution dealt with SB 198, which was the bill that dealt with autonomous vehicles. Resolution 2012-A2 had to do with judicial diversity. Resolution 2012-A3 was a thank you resolution to the volunteers. Resolution 2012-A4 was a thank you resolution to BART. Resolution 2012-A5 was a thank you to the hotel staff. The committee report was approved. Other committee reports, Artis Bazin reported that the membership committee is looking at other times than a breakfast to have a meeting at convention. They also want to make sure that each chapter has a couple of representatives on their email list. Page 40, Roger Peterson reported that there was a hearing and vision impaired committee meeting. They talked about ALD systems and other equipment. Mitch Pomerantz reported on the Employment Assistance Committee. He reported on no-interest loans that are available. Elena Thomason reported on the results of the pledge drive for Mutt Strutt that was taken on Friday evening. Kathy Skivers reported on the efforts of the History Committee and asked people to contact her if they have back issues of the BC or other CCB publications. Pam Metz is chairing the Domestic Violence and Hate Crimes Committee. She asked anyone who is interested in joining the committee to contact her. They would like to put on a self-defense seminar at a future convention. Gene Lozano gave a convention committee report. He asked for items people would like to see at future conventions and thanked everyone who worked on the event application. Gene asked for ideas for the joint CAT and CCCLV presentation. Pam Pelagi, chair of the Credentials Committee, offered her assistance to anyone who needs assistance with completing the credentials form. Page 41. Pam also gave the nominating committee report. The slate of people chosen was President Donna Pomerantz, First VP Gene Lozano, Treasurer Peter Pardini, board members Lena Bandy, Vincent Calderon, David Hanlon, David Jackson. Jeff Tom thanked the Governmental Affairs Committee and discussed Capitol Day. Donna Pomerantz gave a short Publications Committee report. There is still no chair for that committee. The Seniors with Vision Loss Committee is interested in recruiting members. Affiliate reports. Judy Wilkinson gave a report on the Orientation Center Alumni Group. They have many members, and she invited anyone who used to be a member and is no longer one to rejoin. Mitch Pomerantz asked everyone to recognize the work that Marlena Lieberg did over the weekend. Marlena thanked everyone for her experiences this weekend and for inviting her. She's also been helping the web streaming team. There were several public comments dealing with BC articles, helping others at conventions, when the next convention would be, and more. After public comment, the business meeting was adjourned. This concluded the spring 2012 conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind. Page 42, 2012 CCB Resolutions Summaries. Jeff Tom. What follows are summaries of the resolutions adopted at the 2012 spring and fall CCB conventions. Resolutions designated 2012A were adopted during the spring, and those designated as 2012B were adopted during the fall. Resolution 2012A2 urges Governor Edwin G. Brown, Jr. to include disability as one of the factors to be taken into account when making nominations to the state judiciary at all levels, to encourage interested and suitable candidates with disabilities to come forward and present themselves as candidates for judicial appointments, and to institute other outreach and recruitment efforts to identify and support suitable judicial candidates with disabilities. Resolution 2012A4 thanks and commends BART for their cooperation in granting permission for personnel and volunteers to assist convention attendees to get to and from the BART platform area in the Millbury Station to the location where the SFO Crown Plaza shuttle parks. Page 43, Resolution 2012A3 and 2012A5 thank the volunteers at the Spring Conference and Convention and the Crown Plaza SFO Hotel staff, respectively, for their outstanding work. Resolution 2012B1 provides that this organization seek legislation to allow guide dog schools outside of California that meet certification standards of the International Guide Dog Federation, in effect on January 1, 2014, to provide in-home training and follow-up services to California residents. Resolution 2012B2 provides that this organization enthusiastically endorses the Ann Sullivan Macy Act, proposed federal legislation which would enact various provisions relating to the education of children with visual impairments, and that this organization work for its enactment. Resolution 2012B3 urges Caltrans and local public works departments, when it is determined that a roundabout is to be constructed, to use guidelines specified in the resolution in order to maximize pedestrian safety and access, including the safety of persons who are blind or visually impaired. Page 44. The resolution also requires that a copy be sent to local, state, and federal agencies when appropriate, and submitted to the American Council of the Blind for action at its 2013 conference and convention. Resolution 2012B4 provides that this organization supports utilization of federal yellow as specified, with at least 70% visual contrast with the surrounding surface, as the contrast and exclusive color to be used for detectable warning and detectable directional surfaces at all platform edges, curb ramps, islands, or cut-through medians, bus stops, hazardous vehicular areas, reflecting pools and track crossings, as well as striping for the nosing of stairs. The resolution also requires that these recommendations be sent to local, state, and federal agencies when appropriate to ensure consistency and standardization in the use of these accessible elements in the built environment, and that a copy be submitted to the American Council of the Blind for consideration at its 2013 conference and convention. Resolution 2012B5 provides that this organization explore approaches for ensuring that travel, medical, financial, and other facilities that use kiosks for check-in, prescription ordering, or other information gathering are required to install devices that are fully accessible to persons who are blind or visually impaired, and that the organization educate both the private and public sectors as to the economic and technological feasibility of the accessibility of self-service kiosks. The resolution also requires that a copy be sent to the American Council of the Blind for consideration at its 2013 conference and convention. Resolutions 2012B7 and 2012B8 thank the conference and convention volunteers and the San Diego Del Mar Hotel staff, respectively, for their outstanding work.